Have you ever felt just completely overwhelmed? Not because you lack options, but because there are just too many.
Yeah, that feeling. It's almost dizzying, isn't it?
Totally. And it makes you wonder, what if having limitless capability, you know, all this power, actually makes you feel worse?
It's a strange thought, but yeah, it's exactly that paradox, that feeling that our team here at Praxotech has been digging into. It's all in our new report, The Curse of Omnipotence. Why limitless capability is breaking the modern creative mind.
And what we found is, well, it's pretty stark. Generative AI is tearing down all these creative and technical walls, which sounds great.
Right, on the surface.
But it's leading to this huge psychological and strategic overload for people, for whole organizations.
And productivity soaring, no doubt. We see the numbers. But alongside that, burnout, huge decision fatigue, this weird identity fragmentation.
And people losing their sense of purpose, right?
Exactly. A real confusion there. It's like this double-edged sword we're all grappling with at work now.
So our mission in this deep dive, really, is to unpack that paradox for you. We want to look at the hidden fallout, emotional, organizational.
And then, importantly, talk about the solutions we're proposing in the report. How do we bring back things like orchestration, constraint, discernment? You know, so these amazing tools don't end up running the show.
Right. We want to offer some critical insights, hopefully, to help you navigate all this.
Okay, so let's dive in. Foundational concepts first. Our report talks a lot about friction and ambition. Can you break down what we mean by friction? Because it sounds like more than just slow Wi-Fi.
Huh, yeah, definitely more than that. Friction is basically any resistance that makes something harder or slower. Think of it like drag.
Okay.
So it could be cognitive friction, like the brain power needed to wade through a super dense report.
Right, that mental effort.
Or emotional friction, that, you know, blank page anxiety writers get, that feeling of paralysis before you start.
Uh-huh, I know that one.
Then there's technical friction, juggling 10 different apps, the setup time, and procedural friction, all the red tape, the bureaucratic hoops.
Got it. So ambition then.
Ambition is just the scope of what you're trying to achieve, your goals, how big your projects are, how fast you expect to do them. And when friction drops, ambition just balloons. It's like Parkinson's Law on steroids, as we say in the report.
Parkinson's Law on steroids. I like that. So AI is the ultimate friction killer here.
Pretty much. It just smashes through those barriers. Take cognitive friction. AI automates summarizing, simplifies complex language. Tools like ChatGPT for research or Notion AI for meeting notes, they cut down that mental work massively.
Right. And the emotional friction, too, that blank page thing.
Yeah. AI gives you instant first drafts, outlines. It just lowers that barrier to starting. ChatGPT for just getting ideas down, it really helps overcome that initial hurdle.
Okay. And technically, this is where it gets wild, I think.
Totally. Technical friction is collapsing. You've got GitHub Copilot for code, Midjourney for images, Suno for music.
Yeah.
They don't just help. They kind of unify the whole workflow. Less switching, less setup.
That designer quote sticks with me. Galileo making a mobile UI in about 10 seconds.
10 seconds. It's insane. And procedural stuff, too. AI automates reporting, streamlines coordination, and those annoying admin tasks just vanish.
So all this friction disappearing leads to what we're calling possibility inflation.
Explain that a bit.
It's when these tools make so much seem achievable almost instantly. Like the example in the report, a solo person running one newsletter suddenly thinks, hey, I could do five, because AI makes each one feel, well, almost effortless to spin up.
And you see the impact everywhere. It's not subtle.
No. Managerial pressure, for instance. That TechCo case study, AI cuts coding 40%, so why not double the sprint scope?
Yeah, that pressure is real. And startup speed. Y Combinator data shows median launch time went from 18 months down to 5 months. It's just, wow.
5 months. And it's hitting solopreneurs hard, too. That stat, 62% trying to do roles they used to outsource. Marketer, dev, designer, all rolled into one.
It's the full stack human idea.
Right. And McKinsey's data backs it up. 40% average efficiency gain, sure, but a 25% increase in project overload? We're doing more, but we're also juggling more.
So this relentless pace, doing more, more, more. Mm. What's the toll? The report talks about the curse's core toll.
Yeah, and a key part of that is that AI tools often don't have built-in endings. They're designed to loop, right? Try one more variation, make one more improvement, here's the next step.
It just keeps going.
Exactly. And that erodes the whole concept of being done. The finish line keeps shifting further away.
Which leads straight into burnout 2.0.
Right. And it's different from old school burnout from just working too many hours. This is more like optimization fatigue.
Optimization fatigue.
Yeah.
Explain that.
It's the exhaustion from endless tweaking, endless choices, and never having clear stopping points. Like that TikTok creator burning out, generating thousands of images, spending 14 hours a day just refining.
Wow. 14 hours.
And our Creator Wellness Index backs this up. 73% experience burnout. And many point to this AI-driven, always-on creation potential.
You can feel it, can't you? That hollowness.
Yeah.
We identified something called achievement dysphoria.
That really resonated. It's like you achieve something amazing with AI, build an app in a weekend, but the satisfaction is fleeting.
Yeah, the thrill wears off fast, and it's replaced by, okay, now I have to maintain this thing, scale it.
It's like the dopamine hit isn't earned in the same way, so it doesn't stick. The brain almost craves the struggle that makes achievement feel real.
You get those dopamine cliffs you mentioned in the report.
Exactly. Sharp drops after the AI productivity highs. Your brain gets used to these easy rewards, and the crash feels harder.
Then there's potential anxiety. That little voice saying, I could be doing 10x more with these tools.
Right. That constant pressure, that guilt for not maximizing every single second with AI.
It feels like the whole vibe is shifting, too. We call it vibe erosion.
Yeah, that slow loss of joy because everything is so optimized. You see it everywhere. TikTok's hashtag AI burnout hashtag has over 1 million posts. Substack essays on the tyranny of low friction.
It's definitely a mood.
Mm-hmm.
And the cognitive strain. It shifts, doesn't it? Less task switching, maybe? Because AI handles stuff.
But more executive burden. You're not doing the task, but you're orchestrating all these AI agents. It's a different kind of mental load.
Leading to more decision fatigue.
Absolutely. More options means more choices. Reviewing 50 Midjourney images instead of sketching one idea, it wears down your ability to decide what matters, not just how to do it.
And the human cost is real. Those stats are jarring. Output up 50%, life satisfaction down 15%, according to Gallup.
And 42% of high-volume AI creators reporting clinical anxiety versus 28% of non-AI peers. It's a significant difference.
Okay, so AI impacts our tasks, our ambition, our mental state. But what about our sense of self, who we are? This brings us to polymath pressure.
Right. This is huge. It's the expectation, both from society and ourselves, to be good at multiple things at once. And AI makes that seem possible, almost easy.
The generalist renaissance or multi-hyphenate default?
Exactly. Like that Upwork data, 47% of Gen Z freelancers juggling 3 or more income streams. It's becoming the norm to wear many hats.
Which leads to identity blending.
Yeah.
Curating this fluid online persona.
Yeah, you're a LinkedIn strategist, but also a TikTok comedian and maybe a Substack poet on the side. And AI tools make it easier, custom GPTs for different personas, voice clones.
You can perform these roles easily.
Yeah.
But being them, that's different. We see these full-stack humans, the solopreneurs doing it all, and hybrid creators blending education, consulting, entertainment.
But it takes a toll internally. We talk about fractured self syndrome in the report.
What's that?
It's that mental clash when your serious analyst self conflicts with your funny performer self. Cognitive dissonance.
Okay. And stacked identity fatigue.
Just the exhaustion of keeping all those different narratives, those different yous going all the time. It's draining.
Then there's infinite self syndrome. Just feeling overwhelmed by all the possible identities AI lets you try on.
Precisely. And this constant career remix loop writer to prompt engineer to ethicist in like 6 months, it can be exciting, but also deeply destabilizing for some.
I feel that. What could I be today? It's almost too much choice. What about the social side?
Well, comparison gets amplified massively. Mm-hmm. You see these AI-powered polymath influencers, the coder-designer-DJ types, setting these impossible benchmarks.
Which leads to AI imposter syndrome.
Yeah, where your own success feels cheap or unearned because AI made it seem so easy. You start doubting your actual skills.
And hiring managers are struggling with this too, right?
Yeah.
They want these multi-skilled people but worry about commitment.
It's a real dilemma. And meanwhile, everyone feels this pressure that Adobe data, 70%, feeling they need to learn new tools every quarter. It's relentless.
So the pressure isn't just individual. What about organizations? What's the fallout there?
Big side effects. We identified performance creep.
Hmm.
AI speeds things up, so leadership naturally bumps up expectations. Shipped twice as fast.
Right. You finish 3 projects.
And immediately get assigned 6 more. The goalposts just keep moving.
Tied to that is velocity inflation.
Yeah. Teams are shipping faster, definitely. But they feel more and more detached from the results. A big milestone becomes just another task spat out by the AI.
Which has got to affect morale.
Hugely. It's contributing to a retention crisis, especially for top creative and strategic talent. They're burning out. That executive quote sums it up. We have 10x the output, but I don't know who we are anymore.
Oof, that hits hard. And it shows how our old metrics just aren't cutting it.
Totally inadequate. Output, speed, impressions, they tell you nothing about how people feel. And as we stress in the report, burnout now isn't about underperformance. It's overproduction without meaning.
Overproduction without meaning. That's such a key phrase. So the report calls for evolving how we measure things, adding emotion-oriented pulse checks.
Exactly. And reflective prompts. We need dashboards that capture the human experience.
What kind of questions should we be asking?
Things like, how did this project feel? Was this work energizing or draining? Knowing what you know now, would you do it again?
These aren't just soft metrics, then.
Not at all. They're leading indicators of retention, innovation, mental health. Some companies are even tracking resonance per impression, not just clicks, asking, did it connect? Not just, was it seen? Quality over quantity.
The case studies in the report really illustrate this. The creator who couldn't stop.
Yeah, the Substack writer using GPT-4 went from 2 articles a week to 10, record revenue, but total burnout. The audience felt swamped, and the writer felt like a machine, lost the joy.
And the infinite startup.
The founder launching 3 apps in a quarter with AI looked amazing. Until the user support wave hit, they just collapsed. Their quote was powerful. The tech was infinite. I was not.
A stark reminder of human limits. But there are positive examples too, right? The strategic pause.
Yes, the consulting firm. They used AI, but they intentionally capped deliverables, focused on deeper insights, not just more output.
And the results?
97% client retention, 0 resignations that quarter. Proof that sustainable growth needs balance, needs constraints.
Okay, so that brings us to the solutions. How do we navigate this? The report talks about managing energy, not just time.
That's fundamental. AI messes with our natural energy rhythms. It can induce this shadow flow, you're hyper-focused, churning out work, but you're not really present and you end up completely drained.
Right. It feels productive, but it's not sustainable.
Yeah.
So prescription number 1.
Orchestration literacy. We need to train people not just to use AI tools, but to coordinate capability wisely.
Right.
Meaning asking the right filtering questions. What's actually worth doing? What needs doing now? And importantly, what's worth doing by us? It's about teaching discernment, teaching filters, not just tool proficiency.
Filters, not just tools. I like that. Okay, 2nd. Design for completion. Reintroducing friction, but deliberately.
Exactly. Intentional friction. Things like having completion rituals, setting mandatory AI cooldown periods, limiting the number of options an AI presents.
So building stop signs into the process.
Right. And designing AI tools that prompt why questions, not just spit out more hows, force a moment of reflection.
Then constrain creatively, using limits to spark meaning. Seems counterintuitive when you have limitless tools.
But it works. Limit the number of AI variations you explore. Cap the number of roles someone juggles. Focus on resonance per impression, not just raw output numbers. As the report says, constraints are the birthplace of meaning.
Constraints are the birthplace of meaning. Powerful. And revisiting measure emotional ROI, really making that central.
Absolutely critical. Uh-huh. Redefine productivity. Track emotional engagement. Encourage things like energy journaling after intense AI sessions. Attach clear purpose statements to AI projects. Bring the human back into the equation.
And finally, the cultural shifts. Making it okay not to maximize everything. Reclaiming boredom.
Yes. Normalize good enough. Push back against constant optimization. We're seeing early signs, do less with AI movements, people using monk mode prompts for focus, even AI coaches helping people regulate ambition. It's about valuing wisdom alongside capability.
Looking forward, the report forecasts some interesting developments based on this.
Yeah, we predict a rise in identity hygiene coaches and AI pace regulators fairly soon, maybe 2025 to 2027.
Identity hygiene coaches.
Wow. Then maybe orchestration schools teaching these filtering skills by 2028, 2030. And further out, maybe AI agents designed to protect our well-being, ambition thermostats, as we call them.
AI to protect us from AI's effects. Fascinating. It really comes back to that core conclusion from the report.
Right. The future of productivity isn't about doing more. It's about knowing when you've done enough.
Omnipotence isn't a blessing unless it comes with wisdom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So as you navigate your own work, your own projects, using these incredible tools, just pause and consider, is this capability serving you truly?
Okay.
Or is it subtly starting to control you? And maybe ask yourself, what's one thing you can choose to do consciously to make sure this power helps you come alive instead of burning you out? That's what this deep dive was about, giving you the frameworks to start answering that.